and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the
Hello and welcome to today's program of Discovering a Better Life. Today, friends, as we continue our journey of discovery concerning Jesus of Nazareth, I'd like to begin by asking you a series of questions. Do you know anyone who is not afraid or intimidated by any circumstances whatsoever? Do you know anyone who doesn't shy away from criticism or seek undeserved praise? Do you know anyone who always knows what time it is in his or her life? Do you know anyone who always says exactly what they mean and who say it with authority? Do you know anyone who has a profound, powerful influence on every human being they meet? Do you know anyone who was submissive to death and yet came back to life again? Do you know anyone who has the ability to know what others are thinking without them being told? Do you know anyone who never compromised their convictions and was always able to resist every temptation they faced? Do you know anyone who would respond calmly in the face of a wild mob while they were trying to kill him? Do you know anyone who, in spite of the fact he could have anything he wanted or be anything he wanted to be, chose to spend his life serving others? Well, if you do know someone who fits those descriptions mentioned in the questions I've just asked, you've already been introduced to Jesus of Nazareth, the only man who has ever lived upon this earth who was perfect in every way. You see, Jesus of Nazareth was not a mythical, fictional character created by our imagination. He was a real person just like you and me. However, unlike you and me, Jesus had a pure heart and a flawless character. In fact, his mercy was so overflowing that he never missed a chance to forgive. No lie left his lips. No distraction marred his vision. He compassionately touched people when others were repulsed by them. He endured hardships when others quit. And by portraying these qualities, which reveal to us the loving heart of God, Jesus is beyond doubt the ultimate model for every person upon the face of this earth. Friends, Napoleon Bonaparte was heard on one occasion to say that Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and myself have founded empires. But upon what do these creations of our genius depend? Upon force. Then he went on to say, by contrast, Jesus founded his kingdom upon sacrificial love, and to this very day, millions of people would die for him. What a profound statement that is. And today I want to encourage you to think about Jesus in a new way. You see, when Jesus walked upon this earth, he talked about life. His compassionate concern was for people. He wanted them to be spiritually alive, to enjoy their work, to be involved in meaningful relationships, and to live above their fears and insecurities. Jesus also made it very clear that God rewards those who diligently seek him. And he wasn't talking about people who seek doctrine or religion or systems or creeds. Unfortunately, too many people settle for these lesser passions. But the reward God offers goes to those people who settle for nothing less than trusting their lives to Jesus himself. However, as you're listening to what I've just said, you may be asking yourself, what is the reward? What can those people who seek to know and do the will of Jesus expect? Well, the answer to those questions I've just asked is this. that if you are willing to believe and trust your life to Jesus, you'll become like him. And when you really stop to think about it, can you think of any greater gift than to be like Jesus? Friends, the message of the Bible is that God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. The truth is, he wants you to be just like Jesus. Jesus felt no guilt, and God wants to banish yours. Jesus had no bad habits, and God wants to remove yours. Jesus had no fear of death, and God wants you to be fearless. Jesus also had kindness for those who suffered sickness. He had mercy for those who were rebellious. He also provided courage for those people who were experiencing challenges in their lives. But what is even more wonderful is that God also wants you and me to experience the kindness, mercy, and courage that he freely makes available to everyone who believes and trusts their lives to Jesus. Listen carefully now to the sentiments expressed by Robert Coleman as he so movingly sings, "Let me introduce you to Jesus."
Let me introduce you to Jesus. He's the kind of man you've never met before. I believe your misconceptions will leave you when you greet the man of freedom at your door. Cooling water when I'm dry, living bread to satisfy life and truth and the way until I die. All you're looking for is found in Jesus. Believe and trust your life to him. Should you try to make it on without Jesus, take a look at your ever-growing company. I believe that they are saying what you say. Such a crowd could never miss reality. But where's the love you seek from them? Where's the peace you've lost again? Where's the answer you believed was with your friend? All you're looking for is found in Jesus. Believe and trust your life. Trust your life to him. Believe and trust your life to him.
Friends, what comforting sentiments of hope are expressed in that song. And I ask you to pray with me as we reflect on what it means to believe and trust our life to Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to appreciate the beautiful difference Jesus can make in our lives as we learn to trust him. My prayer is that you would bless all who are listening to this program today with a personal and powerful relationship with Jesus, who loves us more than anyone we have ever known. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Perhaps you are seeking love, peace, meaning and purpose in your life. If so, let me assure you, as our song so beautifully expressed, all you're looking for is to be found in a personal relationship with Jesus. You see, our loving God longs to have a personal relationship with you. All you need to do in order to experience this life-changing relationship is to believe and trust your life to Jesus. Today, On behalf of the Discovering a Better Life team, let me ask you a final question. Are you willing to believe and trust your life to Jesus? I hope so. However, perhaps you would still like to know more about Jesus of Nazareth before you believe and trust your life to him. If so, we'd be happy to send you our free booklet titled, Who is This Jesus? And if you would also like us to send you a free compact disc recording of today's program, just write to Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, WA 6331, and request program number 49. Our address again, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. Friends, we look forward to sharing more thoughts with you next week. But until then, may God bless each of you with his comforting love, joy, and peace.
Despised, rejected. He was despised and rejected. Behold the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from faces from him. We did not know that it was for our sins he died, that for us the Son of God was crucified, that in love he bore our sorrow and pain, and in love he willingly suffered. Behold the man, suffering in silence, bearing our shame. We hid our faces from him. Faces from him. We did not know that this was God the Father's plan, born of love to bring redemption down to man, that in love he gave his only Son, so that we might be forgiven. Behold the man, risen in glory, coming to reign, by the Father exalted, Jesus Christ is Lord.